On average, a person can hide their true character for about 90 days. When you start dating someone new, you don't know anything about them. The first 3 months of a relationship are pretty much a fantasy. It's not real. Neither person's true character has come out. Why? Why is that? Because you're both on your best behavior. You are showing your best self. Now, once a level of comfort is reached and established, the mask starts to slip off. And a person's true personality and characteristics, they start to come out. It's the same thing in the world of business. You talk to anybody in management or any position to hire somebody. What is one of the top things that they look for? They want someone with experience. They want someone with knowledge. They want someone with industry connections. While all those things are necessary, they pale in comparison to what they're really looking for, which is they want someone with good character. Experience means nothing if someone has poor character. You can have all the knowledge in your field. You can be the top salesman in the industry. If you have poor character, bad judgment, you're essentially useless. Now, if you're at an elite level, you can get away with being a shitty person for a little while. Management may look the other way as long as the money's rolling in, but it never fails. Eventually, enough is enough. People get tired of dealing with you. You become more trouble than you're worth. That is where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the NFL in general, that is where they're at with Antonio Brown. Bruce Arians did not waste any time yesterday. He walked off the field, walked to the podium at the postgame press conference, and he said, Antonio Brown's out. He is out, no longer welcome on this team. I have been watching the NFL for a long time, over 3 decades. I watch every game on Sunday. Before NFL Red Zone, I bought NFL Sunday ticket every year. I rarely miss an NFL Sunday. Now, in all my years watching the NFL, I have never seen something like I saw yesterday. I have never seen that in any sport, at least at the professional level. What we should be talking about this morning is Tom Brady beautifully orchestrating another comeback win. Tampa trailed the entire game against the Jets, but when you have number 12, you are never out of a game. Tom Brady led the Bucs on a late fourth quarter comeback, but that is not what anyone is talking about today. It's barely even a side note to the antics of Antonio Brown. I actually came to the defense of AB a few weeks ago when most of the media was criticizing him for his fake COVID card. But there is no defending the indefensible. According to Ian Rappaport, during the third quarter yesterday, Bruce Arians told Antonio Brown to go get in the game. AB claimed that his ankle was hurting. He was too injured to play. Bruce Arians thought that was bullshit. He told AB if he wasn't going to play, there is no point in him being on the sideline. He told Antonio Brown to leave. Well, Antonio Brown took that literally. Watch for yourself. Doctor. I'm no physician. But his ankle sure looked fine to me. I tweaked an ankle before. I damn sure wasn't jumping around, dancing around on it. The Washington Post had an article this morning. They actually blamed the NFL for this. They blamed Bruce Arians. They blamed Tom Brady. Antonio Brown shouldn't have been allowed back in the NFL to begin with. This man needs help. The NFL should have helped him. They should have gotten him counseling. He is not in the right headspace to be playing football. Shame on Tom Brady for pushing the Bucs to sign Antonio Brown. See, that's the problem. That has been the problem with Antonio Brown for years now. It's not the responsibility of the NFL to get help for Antonio Brown. It is not the responsibility of Tom Brady to find him a good counselor. That responsibility falls on Antonio Brown himself. You cannot help someone who doesn't want to be helped. Bruce Arians has one responsibility. Win football games. That's it. Tom Brady, same thing. Win games. They are not responsible for teaching a 33-year-old man how to behave himself, how to be a professional. Antonio Brown has been in the NFL for 11 years. He knows how to conduct himself. The media paints this narrative of the NFL that teams don't care about bad behavior. They look the other way. You can beat your wife, NFL teams will still pay you. You can get arrested for manslaughter, NFL teams don't care. There's this narrative that as long as you're talented, as long as you can help a team win, NFL teams just look the other way on off-the-field issues. And it's just not true. It is not true. Just because teams give a player a second chance or a third chance doesn't mean that there is not a threshold. People are given second and third chances in the business world all the time. I remember when I was in management and working for a company. God, I hope I never have to do that again. But anyway, I got a DUI. I didn't tell the company about it. I was young. Part of me didn't want to deal with their reaction. They overreacted to minor things all the time, so I didn't want to deal with their reaction to a DUI. Now, the other part of me just didn't think it was any of their business. They found out about a month or so later. They were pissed off, rightfully so, but they gave me a second chance. Yes, NFL teams are more lenient than companies in the business world, but there's a reason for that. The company could easily find someone to replace me. It is hard replacing elite talent in the NFL. There are only so many Antonio Browns. There's only one Tom Brady. Even still, players do get into trouble and get bounced from the league. You can cross the line to the point where no NFL team will touch you. Just go ahead and ask Ray Rice if NFL teams don't care about domestic violence. Ask Henry Ruggs if NFL teams don't care about drunk driving. 31 other teams in the NFL had no interest in Antonio Brown. The only friend he had in the league was Tom Brady. That's a pretty good friend to have, but even the power of Tom Brady has its limits. Tampa right now is in desperate need for help at wide receiver. Now, they're not in bad as shape as my Saints are, but the Bucs, they need a receiver. They are thin at that position. Chris Godwin's out for the season. Mike Evans deals with nagging injuries all the time. Leonard Fournette, he's out. They needed Antonio Brown. They needed him to step up. But talent can only take you so far. What happened yesterday, that was not some spur-of-the-moment reaction. That was something that has been brewing all season. And the concoction finally exploded. Bruce Arians has been pressed by the media all season long about Antonio Brown. Bruce Arians, he actually made a crucial mistake when they brought in AB. He told Peter King at the time, if Antonio Brown slips up one time, if he makes one mistake, he's out. The media never forgot that statement. Every time there was an occurrence, Bruce Arians was reminded of that statement relentlessly. He finally had enough. Now, I'm going to put on my conspiracy theorist hat for 1 second. But for Antonio Brown, I believe this was all a publicity stunt. I think he purposely pushed Bruce Arians to his breaking point so something like this would happen. It's not like they got in an argument and Antonio Brown just quietly left the field. No, he made an entire production about it. Stripped off his clothes, threw his jersey into the stands, pretended he was on Dancing with the Stars and gave us a little performance in the end zone. This was a publicity stunt. What a coincidence that shortly after this whole charade, Antonio Brown drops a brand new single. Yeah, just what we need. Another athlete wanting to be a rapper. Not only that, he has a Netflix special coming out. Now, I mentioned attention-seeking behavior the other day. That is all this was. Antonio Brown bringing attention on himself. Now, in this case, it wasn't only to meet some twisted psychological need. It was to promote what he's got going on outside of football. Antonio Brown did this on purpose. He ended his NFL career in dramatic fashion so he could propel his entertainment career. Wouldn't surprise me if in a month or two, we get the dreaded announcement, Antonio Brown to take on Aaron Carter in the boxing match that no one wants to see. All right, let me know what you guys think of Antonio Brown. Did he do this on purpose to promote his music and Netflix career? Sound off in the comments below. The Patreon link is below in the little description section. If you want to contribute to the channel, follow the link, donate whatever you want to donate. Make sure to like and subscribe, click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.